In the next significant step to recover kokanee salmon populations, 63,000 fertilized eggs have been released into Summit Creek. Thanks to a provincial grant, this is an ambitious step forward in the Creston Valley Rod and Gun Club's two-year project to replenish depleted fish stocks in Kootenay Lake. We have a responsibility for looking after the resources that make the Creston Valley so very special, said Robin Usher, project manager, Return of the Kokanee Salmon. Summit Creek, which flows into Kootenay River and eventually empties into Kootenay Lake, sustained the largest run of kokanee on the western shore in the 1960s and 70s. By 2014, very few kokanee salmon were left in the lake. The causes for decline were attributed to an overabundance of gerard and bull trout predators, pollution, changing water levels, and the lake getting warmer due to climate change. Helping restore kokanee salmon populations not only puts nature back into balance but also supports tourism to the area. Gerard rainbow trout, known to tip scales at 30 pounds, 14 kilogram, once generated approximately $6 million annually in direct angler expenditures. They primarily feed on protein-rich kokanee salmon, leading to record-setting weights. The largest gerard ever caught in Kootenay Lake, back in 1976, weighed in at 35.5 pounds, 16 kilogram. But as kokanee salmon dwindled, the gerard lost their once abundant food source and grew considerably smaller. Once kokanee recover numbers in the lake, the gerard are expected to become desirable trophy fish once again. Kokanee salmon recovery is led and managed by the Ministry of Water, Land, and Resource Stewardship in partnership with the Rod and Gun Club, while relying on the Yukon New, KIY for invaluable knowledge of the lake's fish stocks and health. The project is a great example of how groups working together and sharing knowledge have helped contribute to the return of kokanee salmon in Kootenay Lake, said Robin Louis, Yukon New, KIY counselor. After weeks of preparation, eggs were carefully deposited in the shallows of Summit Creek on October 23, with the hope that the majority will hatch next spring. Fertilized kokanee salmon eggs were harvested from various locations in the last few weeks of summer. Then, the eggs were shipped to a freshwater fisheries hatchery for incubation. After about a month, they reach the eyed egg stage of development, when two black dots, the eyes, and the early nervous system of the fish become visible through the translucent shell. This means the eggs are ready to be transplanted. A total of 63,000 were planted into artificial reds, gravel nests, to provide the best possible habitat for success. That same day was made an educational event, attended by 150 students in grades 3 to 5 from four local schools. The children got a close-up view of the eggs, learned about the kokanee salmon life cycle, and watched as the eggs make their journey into the water. The kids. That's our future, Brian Huscroft, president, Creston Valley Rod and Gun Club. Hopefully, they will maintain that interest throughout their lives and give wildlife more respect. More and more people are getting detached from the land. Also on October 23, three large interpretive signs, with colorful artwork by Yukon New, KIY community member Carol Louie, were permanently installed at the Bailey Bridge over Summit Creek. The signs display information on the historical significance of kokanee salmon to the local indigenous peoples and the ongoing efforts for restoration. The Creston Valley Rod and Gun Club is now in the process of seeking additional funds to continue kokanee conservation efforts and education programs.